Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about an emoticon, specifically the smiley face. That might seem an odd topic for the podcast, but as you know, this podcast deals with anything having to do with language or communication or rhetoric or discourse, and certainly emojis have become a huge part of how we communicate today, especially when we're texting or in other various situations where technology allows us to easily pull up different emojis. And in the future, I may have a longer episode that is dealing with emojis in general. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about an emoticon, which is the smiley face. And first off, you may have noticed I have used the words emoji and emoticon. And if you don't know the difference between the two, an emoji is a character that you pull up on your phone that could be a face, it could be an animal, it could be a sun. And so all our smartphones today have the emojis on them, and you know, they get updated frequently. An emoticon is kind of the old school version of an emoji. An emoticon is something that you make by using the characters that are on your keyboard. And so, for example, an example of an emoji smiley face is just the, you know, emoji smiley faces that are on your phone. You might get a smiley face, you might get the one that's showing its teeth, you might get the one that is laughing. But an emoticon smiley face, the way you would create that is by putting a colon, the subtraction sign, and then closing the parentheses. So once again, this is kind of the old school way of showing an emotion using your keyboard. And so I came across an article that gives a little bit of history on the smiley face emoticon. And so about 25 years ago, a computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon University named Scott Fallman posted an electronic message on a university bulletin board system suggesting that a colon, a minus sign, and a parentheses, or the closing parentheses, be used to convey a joking tone. Dr. Fallman's brief post was almost an aside, made in the midst of a discussion about something else. But his idea caught on, and the typed smiley face and its many variants, known as emoticons, are now fixtures in our communication. So for years, Dr. Fallman, who now works at IBM, thought that his posts stored on a form of magnetic tape that is now obsolete had disappeared. But recently, some colleagues embarked on a dig through Carnegie Mellon's digital archives in the hope of unearthing the original post. And so I'm reading directly from this article called Happy Birthday to You, and in the title it has the smiley face emoticon. And the reason it's called Happy Birthday to You is because when the article was written, it was right about the time, the exact day that this post was written by Scott Fallman at Carnegie Mellon University. And so his post simply said, I propose that the following character sequence for joke markers, for a joke, be used. And so once again, it was the colon, subtraction sign, closing parentheses. And he wrote, read it sideways. Actually, it's probably more economical to mark things that are not jokes, given current trends. For this, you should use, and then he puts the colon, subtraction sign, and then the opening parentheses, which creates the sad face. And so it's interesting that somebody wanted to go out and find this original, or what people think is one of the first times that this emoticon is used. And so to recover this message, once again, which was saved on these, you know, old school magnetic tapes, a guy by the name of Mike Jones who is a research scientist at Microsoft. He worked at Carnegie Mellon when the post was made. So Dr. Jones asked people he knew on the university's technical support staff to sift through piles of old backup tapes. Jeff Baird, supervisor of Unix engineering for the School of Computer Science at Carnegie Mellon, and a handful of colleagues rose to the challenge. Eventually, they tracked down the correct magnetic tapes and a corresponding tape drive, decoded the old formats, and searched for the right character strings to find the actual post. So they put in a good amount of work here. The article says that they spent what was equivalent to 5 days of work just sifting through these tapes, trying to find this one instance of using the smiley face emoticon. And so there are other instances of people using a similar emoticon. For example, there in 1979, there was Kevin McKenzie, a member of a discussion group on the ARPANET, which was a predecessor to the internet, and he made a similar suggestion to use that. So that was earlier than the Scott Fallman post, but that hasn't been found. And so this news of kind of the finding or unearthing of this original emoticon, once again, the colon, subtraction sign, and the closing parentheses to make the smiley face, that kind of led to these quote-unquote computer nerds discussing this on a website called slashdot.org, a site that builds itself as news for nerds. They discussed this quite a bit, and they thought it was a cool find, which it is, right? If we think about kind of physical archaeology, and we like finding connections to the past, it's kind of cool to find this kind of electronic archaeology where we find this one of the original uses of the smiley face emoticon. And so one reader or one writer on this Slashdot website was kind of hating on the use of emoticons. And so he wrote, "Once upon a time, people could communicate emotions effectively simply through the tone of their writing. Now that people have apparently lost this ability, they use a crude text representation of a facial expression. This is not an improvement." So, you know, I think this guy's just being a hater. It's interesting how people just like to automatically attack the latest technology, and even something as simple and harmless as an emoticon. Some people say, oh, that's, you know, hurting our communication, or it's watering down our communication, or it's a simplified way of communicating. And now in 2019, right, we have all these emojis that we use all the time. And so something interesting to think about, even though we're talking specifically about this old school emoticon, is to think in general about emojis and how you may use them to communicate. And maybe you're somebody that hates when people send emojis. Maybe you love it. Maybe you just kind of accept it as part of communication now when we text or communicate in other ways using technology. I remember that a while back I used to, in a lot of my emails, I would close it by using the emoticon, right? And I would just use the colon and the closing parentheses to kind of put a smiley face, especially if it was, you know, like with a colleague or somebody I knew. I wouldn't really use it a lot in kind of more professional situations with people I didn't know, even though once in a while I would. But now, right, the emoticon, at least when I use it in Outlook, it automatically turns into the emoji. And then I've noticed that sometimes when I get emails from somebody, there will be like a strange, you know, mark or a letter that doesn't make sense. And I believe that's because they have sent me an emoji that I guess my Outlook email can't understand. And so it just changes it to like a letter or something that doesn't make sense. So once again, you know, I always want my podcast to be to get you thinking about something that you want to have a discussion with your friends, family members, coworkers, if you're a teacher, with your students. And so just thinking about the kind of birth and then explosion of emoticons and then emojis, and what you think about people using them all the time, when you use them, which ones are your favorites. Just thinking about this, specifically the smiley face, like which smiley face do you prefer? Does that change up depending on who you're messaging? Does that change up depending on what it is that you want to be smiling or happy about? And so it's just kind of interesting to think about it. So that's today's episode. Hope you learned a little bit about emoticons. Think a little bit about emojis. As always, you can find me on Twitter at words9. I've talked about this in a previous episode. When I first signed up for Twitter, I didn't realize that at words was taken, and so it automatically made it words. 9. And so the last word, instead of saying words, the S is turned into a 9. So anyways, you can also find the podcast on Facebook. Just search for words. Also on Instagram. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Hope you share the episode. Have a good one.